שמח שאני פה כולם.
So the Mishnah said that if the Meicher dies, the Meicher of the Bat Erechema, and the son Yarshins, so the son could be Goyim. So the Gemara says Pshita. Chara means because now he's the Baalim, so why shouldn't he be Goyim? So the Gemara says, Ma'ana Teima V'ish Kim Kebeis Meishe V'om Erechmano V'hai Lav Mochar Loim Mochar L'Chareshmit. It says ish ki yimkar. So maybe in order to be goyel, maybe you have to be the meicher himself. And the son, he may be Irish, but he's not the meicher himself. Kamash malon, v'hoisa gulasa mikol mokam. So we have a ribui that doesn't have to be the meicher himself. The Irish, the son, could also be goyel. Chayr, a pastor should be lav dafka the son. If there's no son, somebody else yashin, a brother yashin, a cousin. Whoever's the Yerush, now it's his bias. I mean, certainly in the original Pshito, the Gemara thought Lechatchil Pshito. The Pshito wasn't the Dafka, the son. The Pshito was because he's the Yerush, so he's the Baal. So even now that we say, so the Lashon Gemara is Mashma, not that you Taka need the Meicher, but there's a Chiddush that the son could become Tachasofa. The Lashon Gemara is Mashma. I might have thought maybe it has to be the Meicher Dafka. But Mashmalot, it doesn't have to be the Meicher Dafka. It's exactly the way we thought originally. It goes back to the Pshita. That as long as he's the Baalim, even though he's not the Meicher, but he's the Gulasim, it doesn't have to be Dafka the Meicher. As long as he's the Baalim, and Maisi is the Baalim, he does Yashin. So whoever's the, and if there's no son, if it's a daughter, whoever it is, whoever Yashin, Lechor has that same Halach. Lechor, that's how it would, that's Lechor how it should be. The Maisi, the Rabbim's Lashon is also Benoit. But I think it's hard to imagine that it's Dafka the Ben. Gosh, this should be other anybody. Certainly, Lashon Gemara is Mashmalot. It's not a din Dafka in the Ben. It's not like a Moshul. We have other halachas that are Dafka the Ben. We have by Makdash the Echuzo that if the son is Goyel, it's not Yotzi L'Kayhan and B'Yoyvo. That's a special din. It's only the son because he's Kam Tachas Ovev L'Yodo. Not only the son, not the brother, not other Koyvim. That's a din. He has to be Kam Tachas Ovev. Here, it's the Mashman Gemara, it's not a din that he's come to Chazoviv, it's time a din that he's a Yerush. I mentioned the other day Akasha. I talked about it a little bit, but I saw afterwards that Avnezer talks about it, and he has very interesting things to say. Avnezer asked the following Kasha. And again, I asked Akasha the other day. The Gemara in Kiddushin as a Shiloh is the Gulas Kravim by Boter Echema. By Steh Chuzu, we know there's a din of Gulas Kravim. It says that a korov could be goyle a steyachuz of machlekes if it's a mitzvah or rishus, but there's a din of gulas kravim. The Rambam passim is rishus. By bater chayma, it doesn't say beferish if there's gulas kravim or not. So it's a shayim the gemara. They're not a gzeir shavu gulasa. Or maybe not. Maybe the gzeir shavu gulasa is only lagabe. Leiv of a Goyal, which is in the Pasuk of Gulasa itself, Kadei Gulasa. But in the halacha but other halachas, maybe you don't have such a Gzeir Shalom. It's a Shalom, the Gemara itself, not clear if the Gemara is Mechri, the Shalom. Not the Meis, the Rabbim Paskins, but there's no Gulas Kravim by Bot Terei Chaim. We talked about it. I asked the Abnei Ezer, what's the Gemara Shalom? Of course there's no Gulas Kravim by Bot Terei Chaim. If there would be a din of gulas kravim, so why would the Mishnah have to say that the ben could be goyel? Even if it's not especially the ben, I said, it could be a ben, it could be a bas, whoever's the yerush, it has to be a yerush. That's clear that it's the ben is goyel because he's a yerush. He's the yerush. It's mashma that if he wouldn't be the yerush, he couldn't be goyel. So why? Typically, that he's a korv. If any korv could be goyel, you don't have to be. So then obviously the ben could be goyel. And the fact that the Mishnah has to tell me that there's a din of gulas haben, it's a raya that there's no such thing as gulas kravim. So why didn't the Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara in Kiddushin bring that as a raya? The Gemara should be mechriya from the Mishnah that there's no din gulas kravim by Bater Yechaim. So he says a few tirutzim. One teretz he says that even if there would be a din of gulas kravim by Bater Echaimah, we would learn it out from Steh Chuzah. but it would be fundamentally different than Gulas Atzma. The Gulas Atzma they have at Bater Echaima is a bittle of the Mekach. It becomes a chayv. It's like we saw in the world before, it's ribus. It's a shail of ribus. So you saw with the shail of medayim from the fact that the Gemara considers it to be an issue of ribus, you see that when the meicher is goyel about the rechayma, it's not that he's buying it back. It's that it comes out that it was in the first place. It was never a mecha. The Ramban says it's like a mashkin, but the rechayma is a mashkin. So you're paid to the mashkin. It was never a mechir. The Rashba says it's a mechir al tanai. So you're not mekayim the tanai, so the mechir is not by giving back the money. You're mevatel the tanai, so the mechir is not chal. Whatever the fine tuning of the lumbus is, but at the point is that's a bottom of where that the geula bater yechayma is it makes it that there was never a mechir in the first place. Hashem king geulas kovim, Rabbi Neza says, it's learned that from steyachuzah. Steyachuzah, the geula of steyachuzah is not a bittle of the mechir. The geula of steyachuzah is that you're buying it back. Baharaya, the Gemara never discusses by steyachuzah. I'm saying more than Avnezer. Avnezer has the Teretz B'Kitzer, but I'm elaborating. By Steyachuzo, how come by Steyachuzo, yesterday also mentioned this, why by Steyachuzo does the Lord not have a discussion of ribus? When you go to Steyachuzo, it should also be ribus. So you tell me, by Steyachuzo it's not ribus, because since you have Giroi and Kesef, so you're it's been a chayse. So you're deducting, the payers get deducted. So of course it's not ribus, just Mitzis is not ribus. That was the case. You sold the steyachuzah for $100. Now you're buying it back. 5 years later, you're buying it back for 10 years to Yovel. You sold the steyachuzah for $100. Now you're buying it back for $50. So of course there's no ribus, because even though he ate 5 years of payers, but you took 5 years off the gula. So of course not a problem with ribus. But it's not so poshut. For chadoshim, there's no giroin kesefim. The whole bater chaim is only chadoshim. It's only a year. You're talking chadoshim. By steyachuzah also, chadoshim don't get deducted. So if you're going to be goyel steyachuzah, you sold it for $100. 5 years went by. Five years and a half went by. So you're going to give him $50. $50 is 5 years worth. But half of your payers he ate, and that doesn't get deducted. So why isn't that ribus? How come the Gemara doesn't have a discussion by steyachuzah that it should be ribus? The same way by Bater Yechaimo. Unless I'm making a mistake, I think the same way about Bater Yechaimo, the half a year is a Shaila Ribbis. So how come they stay chuzah? The half a year that's not getting deducted from the pidyon. So it comes out that what happens? You sold a stay chuzah for $100. So 5 years you menach, because 8 5 years of payers, you knock 5 years off. But now there's only 4.5 years left to go. He ate half a year of payers. You're going to give him back the whole 5 years worth, the whole $50. So it comes out, he gave you $50, you're giving him back $50, and he's eating 6 months of payers, so it should be ribus. So we should have a discussion in the Gemara. Harizikim in ribus, Zvein in ribus, Hatayot Tiros, like the same discussion we have by Agamar, by Bater Echaim, you should have over there by Steyachuzo. So apparently, by Steyachuzo it's not a discussion, because the Gemara understood that by Steyachuzo it's not a mashkin, and it's not a mechir al tanai. By Steyachuzo it's a mechir gemura, and you're buying it back. The Torah said that the buying it back, when you buy it back, you buy it back according to whole years. But it's a mechira with the schus to be meich, to purchase it back, and really that has nothing to do with ribus. Says the Abdenezer, if there would be a din of gulus kovim by Bater Echaima, it would be like steyachuzo. It would be a buying back. It wouldn't be a bittle of the mechira. So says the Abdenezer, it has nothing to do with ledin. In other words, could be there is a din of gulas kravim by Bater Echaima, but it's not the same as gulas atzmai. Gulas kravim is not mevatel lemekach, just a kravim a right to buy the bias back. The meicher himself, or the ben, because we have a chiddush, the ben also has the din of the meicher. They have a din that they could be mevatel lahol mechira. It's a mechira al tanai, or it's a mashkanta. They could be mevatel lahol mechira, and he says it has nafkaminis in din. The mashal. Let's say you have several children, you have several bonim, and one of them is goyel the bias. So what happens then? So if it's a din that you're buying it back, So he bought it. The other brothers didn't buy it. He bought the bias. But if on the other hand it's dinu kulas atzmai, that it's mevatel mechira, so then the other brothers can say to him, look, if you're mevatel mechira, then it's our bias too. The money you laid out, maybe they'll have to make some kind of din v'dvarim with the money that he laid out. Maybe they have to be mishtatif from the money that he laid out. Maybe they don't. I have no idea. But kaponim in the bias itself, if you're mevatel mechira, then they're yoshim in the bias. So Meili says that's why the Gemara has to have a posuk, and the Mishnah has to tell me a special din of gulas haben. Emes the ben could be goyel as karav, but the gulas karav would just be a buying back. So it would belong to, wouldn't necessarily go to the other bottom. The other bottom wouldn't necessarily have a share. If it's midin gulas atzma, the din of the gula of bater rechaima. Not a stechuz of the gugula, but a butter chayv of the gugula, because it has its own pasuk. So then it's mevatel the mechir entirely, and that has nafkaminis in din. That's his first teretz. Then the Avnei Eder says another teretz. This we mentioned also. But the Avnei Eder says that it really depends. The whole shaila, whether it, the whole kasha. He says depends on the following. This. By gulus kovim, by stechuzu, let's say we have gulus kovim. When kovim agoyel, who gets the sodom? When kovim agoyel is stechuzu, does it then go back to the meicher? It reverts to the meicher. They're being goyel on behalf of the meicher, or does gulus kovim mean that they buy it for themselves? So if you learn that gulus kovim reverts back to the meicher. So then we could ask this kasha, why do I need a special pasuk of Gulus HaBen? Typically the din of Gulus Kovim. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. He says, if Gulus Kovim, it's not Mefurish in the Torah, and it's not Mefurish in the Gemara, what happens when Kovim are Goyal? Are Kovim Goyal on their own behalf? They get to keep the Sada when they Goyal it? Or does it mean the Kovim have a right to be Goyal the Sada, have a mitzvah or a rishus, to be Goyal the Sada on behalf of the Meicher, and it goes right back to the Meicher? So if you learn that when Kovim are goyel, they get to keep the soda. So then there's a makom to ask the kasha over here. What do I need a pasuk to tell me that the ben could be goyel midin ben? Typically that he could be goyel midin karav. But if you learn that the gula, so the kasha has a kasha could be asked. Maybe we could say the teretz we said before, but the kasha could be asked. But if you say that when Kovim are goyel, the goyel on behalf of the meicher. It's not to take it, they're goyal for themselves. The goyal is sort of that it should go back to the meicher. So then this kasha that we're asking now doesn't start. The kovim can be goyal on behalf of the meicher if there's a meicher. But if the meicher is dead, and if the son does not have a din of a meicher, the Torah tells me the son himself has a din of the meicher. That's the din of Ulus Abed. But if the Torah would have not said that din of that the son is a din of a meicher, only the meicher himself has a din of gula. So if the meicher himself is dead, then there's no din of gulus kovim, because gulus kovim is only on behalf of the meicher that he should get it back. But if there is no meicher and the son doesn't step into the shoes of the meicher, so the male is not in gulus kovim. The whole gulus kovim is only on behalf of the meicher. So that he sets out to investigate what's talking to him by gulus kovim. What is the status of gulus kovim? A kovim goyel from the cells, or a kovim goyel for the meicher. So I said it's not really mufush in the Gemara, but the Avnei Eder finds makaris in Rishayim. He finds a few makaris. First, he has the Ramban in Parshas Bahar. There's no Ramban here, right? I think I have a Ramban here. If I can find it. You know, if you don't mind, yeah. Yeah, I have it here anyway. The context of the Ramban is not so critical for us. It's in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, if you want to look it up. But the Ramban says, B'seichet Dvarim, he says the following. Ki hayu lefnim b'Yisrael, the minig wasn't Kal Yisrael. Kishetzorech odlam limkar sadeu, if a person had to sell his field, his teichuzon. Sheyobe ha'koydlim b'Yerushosu v'yiknoise, that his nearest relative would come and would buy the field before anybody else. And it would be called Gul. It's not a din anywhere in the Torah. So din lufnim b'Yisrael, minug Yisrael. If a person has to sell a steyachuzo, the karav should come and should buy it first. And he says that's what's going on in Yirmiya, in Perek Lamed Beis. K'nei lecho esod v'yasher v'anosos ki lechom mishpat ha'gula liknois. When Chanam, Yirmiya's uncle, came to Yirmiya and said, I have to sell my field. Lechom mishpat ha'gula, you're my closest relative. That's good. Boaz says that was the story with Boaz with the Sada. Since they were selling the Steyachuzo, it's not so clear what was the story exactly with Boaz with the Sada. But he's learning the Steyachuzo was being sold. They had to realize, I guess, they were selling the Steyali Melech. And therefore, they were looking for the closest relative to buy the Sada for anybody else. He says it was a kind of dina de bar metzra. The closest relative would have a k'tima to buy a steyachusa that was being put up for sale. Then he's marach, then he connects it back to the psukam over that he wants to connect it to. So the Ramban says that there was a psamidic Yisrael, it's not a din, that if a person was selling a steyachusa, the closest relative would have a k'tima, like a dina de bar metzra. He would have a k'tima that he buys it first. Why should it go out of the family? Let's keep it in the family. The closest relative would be good. So the Avnezer says the following. He says, why do I need over here a minig Yisrael, dina de marmetzra, zois lefnib Yisrael, the Ramban's inventing a minig Yisrael that they had, that the closest relative would be good, would buy the soda first. He says, the Ramban, it's poshut that the closest relative would have a din k'tima to buy the soda. He says, after all, ha'leidvarim kalmachem, if you sell a steyachuzah to a stranger, so the Torah says, that the nearest relative has a schus to be goyel l'sode. So madach l'sode that I've already sold out to a stranger, the korev has a schus to be goyel. Maybe he has a mitzvah to be goyel. Machlokes mitzvah or rishus. Either it's a mitzvah or it's a rishus. If it's a rishus, it's a schus. I mean, it's something. It's some kind of halacha. Either it's a mitzvah on the korev to be goyel. If it's not a mitzvah, so it's a rishus. But that means he has a schus to be goyel. He has a right to be goyel. Passage means even bal korfei of l'keach. So there is a din in the Torah, din der Eisa, furish apostol, kubo goyle karavelov. And if I sell my steyachuzo to a stranger, so my relatives have a right to then go and buy that steyachuzo. And the Eisa, karav koydim, the closest relative has the biggest, has the schus k'dimo. Says in Torah's koydim, bo goyle hakaravelov, hakarav koydim. So if the karav has a right to buy the steyachuz that I sold already to somebody else, so kal v'chomer, that if I haven't sold my steyachuz in the first place, but I'm putting it up for sale, the karav has a right to come to me and say, I want to buy it first. I'm the first purchaser. If I'm going to sell it to somebody else, I have a right to go to that somebody else and buy it away from him. So kal v'chomer has a right to come to me and to buy it away from me, to buy it from me first before it gets sold to anybody else. So why does Ramban have to invent a Zayis Lufnim B'Yisrael, a new chiddush, a new minug, that they had a minug, al dina de bametra, that if a person was selling a steyachuzo, the kraven would have a k'tima to buy it for anybody else? It's a din deraisa, that there's din of gulus kraven. If you sell a steyachuzo, the kraven are goyled. So if you haven't even sold it yet, but you're about to sell it, the kraven should have a k'tima. Doesn't need to have a Zayis Lufnim B'Yisrael, doesn't need a minug, it should be a din. It's an interesting einfach. Says the Avnei Nezer, it's a raya. So what do you see from here? Says the Avnei Nezer, it's a raya that the Ramban holds. That when a kraven magoyel l'steyachuzo, the din of the Torah of Gulas Kayvim is to beguile it back for me. They have a schus that if I sold my shleichus away, so they have a reshus, if they want to, they have a right to beguile it, that it should go back to me. The Ramban's talking about that the Kayvim are coming, they don't want to buy the Sada back for me. They want to buy the Sada for themselves. That's not Bogoyal HaKarvela. That's not the Gulas Kayvim of the Torah. That's stop dinu de my metra. I'm selling my steichus anyway, so I'm selling it away. I'm selling it away, so before I go sell it to a stranger, so my uncle can come to me and say, you're selling it to a stranger, sell it better to me. He's not being goyled back. He's not being goyled to give to me. Such a big tzaddik is not. He's being goyled to keep for himself. So it doesn't go into dinu gulus koyvim, says the Ramban, but it's still dinu de my metra. Before I sell it to a stranger, I should at least sell it to my uncle. says the Avni Nezer, you see that the Ramban holds that Gulas Kayvim is to be goyled on my behalf, not to be goyled for himself. He's a medayik in Rabbeinu Chai, also the language of Rabbeinu Chai is mashmal that way. So he has a few rishonim in the Ramban, this rather that I'm telling you, Rabbeinu Chai is medayik, that they hold that Gulas Kayvim is on behalf of the moicher. Yeah.
Shouldn't the Yorish get the fill anyways? How are the Kayvim being goyled? Doesn't it feel about the Yorish?
What do you mean?
What's his case you're in there
with the his case is you have a guy, he's hard up, Eli Melech, whatever, Nomi, she has a Sada, or a Chanamel. Somebody's selling his Techuzah, because he needs the money. The guy's hard up for the money, he needs the money, he's selling his Techuzah. So a Karev has a right to come and say to him, before you go selling it to Donald Trump, sell it to me, I'm a Karev. That's a Minig Yisrael, Toyudonim by Dinu de Mametra. It's not a Halacha, it's not a Din Deraisa. So I didn't do my mitzvah to Galoch. Before I go selling my soda to a stranger, I should sell it better to my uncle. Yeah, I'm not sure how he's learning the story by Bayez and Rus. I know apparently he's learning they were selling Elimelech's field because they needed the money. And therefore Bayez was being goyled the field from
when Elimelech died, their field should have belonged to the closest Jewish anyways.
So maybe it belonged to they were buying it from the closest relative. So how I would let, you know, I don't even know. I don't know how it's learning Pesukim by Rus. I know there's a big plunt over there in Rus. What was the story? The story by Chanamel is simpler, so we'll stick to the story by Chanamel. He's learning that story into Bayez too, but he's just Miramis, so I don't know. I didn't really think about how he's understanding the story. But let's say the story by Chanamel. Chanamel is Yirmiyahu's uncle. He comes to Yirmiyahu, he says, look, I'm selling my field, because it's going to be a Churban Bayez soon. Anyway, I'm getting rid of my field. So you're l'chamish b'tagul. He says to Yirmiyahu, you're the goyel. So what does that mean? You're the goyel. What do you mean? What kind of din is that? Yirmiyahu has to be goyel. Yirmiyahu is buying it from. So the Ramban says that was a minhag Yisrael that if somebody was selling his field, he would go to his nephew and say, you're the goyel. You should buy it before anybody else. You have a right to buy it before anybody else. But it's not gulas kayvim. Gulas kayvim would be if Yirmiyahu would buy the soda to give back the Chanamel. That Yirmiyahu wasn't proposing to do. It's a different halacha. On the other hand, the Aminezer found a rush in the Torah's Kainim, which is fairest the other way around. That Gulas Kayvim is to keep, that the Kayvim keep it. What's the rush? The rush is in Parshas Behar also. It's mamish explicit. And the Pasuk, it's by the beginning of the parsha of Yovel. Kedash the mishnas hachemishim shonu krosim dor ba'aretz. Yovel he. Mishnas hayovel hazoyis tashuvu ishal achuzosay. So it's an extra pasuk because he already said b'shatim ishal achuzosay. What does he have to say it again? Says the Torah's kainim. Le rabbis hamoicher sodeu ve'omad b'noy ve'go'alo. So the Rash explains as follows. Says the Rash, the Gulus B'noi over there is not the Gulus B'noi of our Mishnah, the Ben Als Yerush. The father's alive. The Ben in our Mishnah is where the father died. But they're talking about the father's alive. It's going back to the father B'yevil. So the Ben is just a curve. Says the Rash as follows. This is the Torah says it's in the Gulus Kaiva, but if you sell a stay chuzo, the Korv has a right to be goyel. But we don't know what happens by Yoyim. If a Korv is goyel a stay chuzo, what happens when Yoyim arrives? Does the Korv get to keep it? Or does it go back to the original Bible? Therefore, the Torah has to tell me that when you have Gulas Kovim and Yovel arrives, the Sada then reverts back to the original Bible. That kind of the Rash. So it's Mamish Mefurish in the Rash that until Yovel is sitting by the Korv, the Korv is not Goyal on my behalf. The Korv is Goyal on his own behalf, and it stays by the Korv. But when Yovel arrives, then the Sada is Chayzer from the Korv back to the original owner. Kedin Chazar Sada is B'Yovel. So it's Mefurish in the Rash that Gulas Kovim is for the Kor's behalf and not on behalf of the original Meich. So the Rabbi he's put together a Machlokes Yishonim. What's the nature of Gulas Kovim? According to the Rabban, Gulas Kovim, the Rabban of the Nebchaya, Gulas Kovim is interesting, right? The according to the Rabban and the Rabban of Nebchaya, Gulas Kovim is on behalf of the Meich. And according to the Rash, Gulas Kovim is on their own behalf. And the Sod sits by the Kor till Yovel comes. Yovel comes, it goes back to the original owner. Says the Abdenezer that he has a right to the Ramban. This is a brilliant raya. You have to think about this raya, but the raya is a fascinating raya. From a Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin says as follows. He's a machlekes, a blessing, a parfum. The din of Gulas Kovim. Is it a mitzvah or is it a rishus? Lazar holds that it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Lazar is sure. Rabbi Lazar holds it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua holds it's only a rishus. So Rabbi Shua brings a raya. He says as follows. The goal is mimkar achiv. That's the pasuk. The goal is mimkar achiv. Says Rabbi Shua, it's a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. After I'm a rishus, I'm not a chiyuv. Maybe it's not a chiyuv. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Talmud Leimar is a right from the pasuk. It says like this. It says, V'ish ki lo yiyya le goyal. The Torah says that if there is no goyal, then the Sikha Yodoyim, what's the Gulosu that he's Goyal himself? If there is no Goyal, then the Meicher himself has to be Sikha Yodoy, he has to come up with the money to be Goyal his Teichos. Says Rabbi Shua, what does it mean there's no Goyal? Yisrael Shein LeGoyal. How could he not have a Goyal? Everybody has a Goyal. Everybody has a relative. The only person who doesn't have a relative is a Ger. But a Ger can't own a Teichos in the first place. Anybody who has a Teichos has. Is a Yisrael, is not a Ger. And if he's a Yisrael, all the way back up, then he has relatives. He doesn't have a cousin, first cousin, he has a second cousin, doesn't have a second cousin, he has a third cousin, doesn't have a third cousin, he has a fourth cousin. Somewhere everybody has relatives. So what does it mean, Ishki? If it be Ishki lo yeh lo goyel, so it must mean, Elezeh shigesh lo yeh lo goyel. It means, lo yeh lo goyel means he doesn't have anybody who wants to be goyel. He doesn't have anybody who's willing to step up to the plate. Says Reb Shua, it's a raya that they're not mechuyev. If they would be mechuyev, what do you mean ein lo yeh lo goyel? No, lo yeh lo goyel can mean two things. It can mean that there are no goyel in the mitzvahs. That's impossible. Everybody has goyel in the mitzvahs. Or it means there's nobody who wants to be goyel. What do you mean wants to? It's nothing to do with wants to. It's a mitzvah. It's a din. They have to be goyel. So therefore, it's a raya that it's only a rishus. The Gemara doesn't spell out what Rabbi Lezer's chalik. Rabbi Lezer holds that it is a mitzvah. What's he going to do with the pasuk? So Rashi says Rabbi Lezer learns it means he doesn't have any goyim and have the money to be goyim. There's nobody who could afford to be goyim. Okay, so all the Well, it's also hard to understand what he means nobody could afford to. If he doesn't have a first cousin who could afford to, he has a second cousin who could afford to. If he doesn't have a second cousin who could afford to, so he has a 50th cousin who could afford to. Somewhere there has to be a girl who could afford to. Wait a second. I don't know how that works. But al-Kapanim, let's focus on the Gemara itself. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying a raya. You see, the Torah says, Ein l'chodom yisur. Rabbi Yeshua says, it doesn't make sense. Ish kilo yul goyel. How can you not have a goyel? Everybody has a goyel, because everybody in the world has a relative, some kind of relative who could be goyel the son. Says that in Deza. I'll tell you a case. What's the Gemara's kasha? What's Rabbi Yeshua's kasha? I'll tell you a case. A poshut case where there's nobody to be goyel the son. Like if you hold like the Rash, that Kulus Koivim is to keep it. What happens in the following case? What if you have a guy, his closest relative is his first cousin, and he sells his teichuza to his first cousin? Is there anybody who has a chiv to be goyled? The chiv is a korv koivim. The closest relative should be goyled. Now, if you learn like the Rashi, it means the closest relative should be goyled, then it should stay by him. That's the whole point. It's not going to go back to the Mecher anyway. It just should be at least by a relative. It's already by the closest relative, because the closest relative bought the Sodom. So, in such a case, why should there be anything with the second cousin that's intended to be goyled from the first cousin? If you hold like the Ramban, that the goal is to go back to the Mecher, so then yeah, 100%. If the first cousin bought the Sodom, the second cousin should step in and be goyled on behalf of the original owner, should go back to the original owner. So that makes sense. But if you hold like the Rash, that the goyel, the karv is goyel, just that it should sit by the karv. What do we have out of that? We want the steichuzah to be by a karv, not by a stranger. It's already by the closest relative. There's nobody closer than the one who already bought it. So what kind of goyel is there? So that could be the Torah's case. If you sold it to the closest relative, then there is no goyel. So what's Rabbi Yeshua saying? That there's an ein l'chodom Yisrael, shein l'goyel? Here you have a simple case of an odom Yisrael. Yirmiyoh bought the soda from Chanamel. Yirmiyoh is the closest relative. Is there anybody who should be goyel the soda from Yirmiyoh? What's the point? It's already sitting by the closest relative. What's it better? It should sit by a further relative than it should sit by Yirmiyoh himself. So why can't that be the case of the Torah? Ish ki loyel l'goyel? And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's no case. Ein l'chodom Yisrael, shein l'goyel. It's a rile, but the Rashi is not right. The Ramban is right. That Gulus Koivim is for the original, is for the Meicher. And if Gulus Koivim is for the Meicher, then the Gemara is a Taina, Ein Lechodom Yisrael. Everybody has a relative who could be Goyalit, has a mitzvah to be Goyalit, on behalf of the original Meicher. How come the Rai of the Avnei Nezer? Very fascinating Rai. So you can think about it, whether it's the room to get out of this Rai, I don't know, it's a very fascinating Rai. While we're on the topic of Luz Koivim, I just had an aura in what's just Pshat and Chumash was bothering me. What does this mean? V'ish ki lo yil agayil, v'yisig yodo yomotsu kadei gulosa. We're back by Steichuzah too. We're learning about the Rechaim, but we got into Steichuzah again. Right, that's what it says. It says, v'ish ki lo yil agayil, there's no relative. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what do you mean no relative? It means there's no relative who wants to be gayil. The Rabbi Lezer learns no relative could afford to be goyel, whatever it is. So there's no ish ki lo yil goyel. If there is no goyel, v'siga yodu motzu kadei gulosu, then he's goyel himself. So I don't understand. Gulas atzmei comes after gulas kaib. Chayra and svara. I think gulas kaib should be before gulas atzmei should be before gulas kaib. The moshe. By Eved Ivri, you also have Gulas Kraivim, Gulas Atzma. Eved Ivri, Anim Kol Akum. Oy doide ben doide yolenu, oy mishe besoy mishvachti yolenu, oy hisig yodu v'nigol. The Gemara says, oy doide ben doide yolenu, that's Gulas Kraivim. Oy hisig yodu v'nigol, that's Gulas Atzma. There's Gulas Atzma, there's Gulas Kraivim. The Torah itself doesn't say which one is first. It says, or. Oy doide ben doide, oy hisig yodu v'nigol. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes with a poshut Luchas Avonu. That Gulas Atzma comes before Gulas Kraivim, that the Chiyuv of Gulas Kraivim, by every different Rambam passing that it's a mitzvah, that the mitzvah of Gulas Kraivim is only if he can't be Goyal himself. If he can't afford to be Goyal himself, then the Kraivim have to step in. But if he has the money to be Goyal himself, the Kraivim don't have a Chiyuv. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Oy doide ben doide yigolenu, Oy yisiga yodi v'nigla. The Torah says, or the relatives, or Gulas Atzma. The Rambam says, Adava Pasuk. Gulas Koivim only comes after Gulas Atzma. Yeah, it's Mestavah that way. Even the Koivim themselves is a Kar of Koivim. The Kriv is on the closest relative. The closest relative can't do it, then the chiyuv goes to the next closest relative. So the Eved Ivri is even closer than everybody. So Gulus Atzmi, Gulchara, Pashtus comes before Gulus Kaivim. The Rambam says that way for Dovah Pashut. Gulus Atzmi is before Gulus Kaivim. So how do you understand this pasuk? What does it mean? If there is no goyel, then he's goyel himself. What do you mean if there is no goyel? It's only if there's no other goyel, then he's goyel himself. The other way around. The din of gulus kayim is only if he can't be goyel himself. So what does the Torah mean? The kash has to be divided. If you hold it, we're talking that gulus kayim is a mitzvah. And if it's really, I think this, you can ask it both ways. Either way. It's phrased a little bit different. If it's a mitzvah of gulus kayvim, so my question is, the Torah is mashma that the mitzvah of gulus kayvim comes before gulus atzmi. L'chayr, the mitzvah of gulus kayvim is only if he's not, if he can't be goyim himself. That's what the Rambam says by Eved Ivri. Why should it be any different over here? Okay, if it's different here, let's learn out the Eved Ivri. And if you say that it's your shus gulus kayvim, it's also shver. Even if it's your shus, but it's a schus, the karev has a schus to be goyim from the acher. A karev. The closest relative has a schus to be goyim. L'chayr, the schus is only if he's not being goyel himself. If he's being goyel himself, then the karev has to take a back seat. Torah's mashma somehow the other way around. The karev comes first. V'sigi yodei is only if there's no karev. Why is it only if there's no karev? V'sigi yodei is first. What if there is a karev, but you want to be goyel yourself? Put it that way. What if there is a karev, but you want to be goyel yourself? You have to wait for the karev to be goyel. About you, the kedim is on you. Faket, what kind of din does the karev have if you want to be goyel yourself? Very not clear to me. I was looking around. I didn't really see fair. Somebody should explain this possible. So I thought it depends a little bit on this issue of how we understand Gulus Kayvim and whose behalf are they being goyel. If you learn like the Ramban that they're being goyel for the Meicher, so maybe it's not so shver. What the pasuk means is we're assuming that he himself does not have the money to be goyel himself. So the Torah says like this: if there's a goyel, so you're okay. The goyel has a mitzvah or a shus, whatever. He can be goyel asada for you. But ishki lo yil a goyel, if there's nobody, if there's no craving to be goyel, so then v'yisiga yodoy, then he has to come up with the money himself. Meaning, if there is a goyel, avad, if he has the money, l'chatchila, he's koyvim l'chalod. It means, if he doesn't have the money. So if he doesn't have the money, so if there's a karov, so there's a karov. The karov will be goyel for him. If there is no karov, says the Torah, so then, he won't get. In other words, if there's a karov, he'll get back the sada even without any money. Even if he's poor, if there's a karov, so the Torah says the karov should bring him back the sada. But if there is no karov, says the Torah, so then there's no way you get back the sada unless it's v'yisiga yodoy. The baseline, the Torah starting, the story in the Torah is you don't have any money. Says the Torah, if there's a goyel, you're okay. Don't worry, if it's a karov, the karov will give it back to you. If there is no karov, so then v'yisiga yodoy, then you have to come up with the money because there's no karov. It's a little bit of a strange way for the Torah to say it, but okay, that's how the Torah chose to say it. But if you hold that the karov is goyel for himself, so then l'chayr, it's still shver the pasuk. What does it mean? If there is no goyel, you have to come up with the money. Even if there is a goyel, if you want to sort it back yourself, you have to come up with the money. The fact that there's a karov is irrelevant. The karov is not getting it for you. The karov is getting it for himself. In other words, if you learn like the Ramban that the karov is giving it to you, so I could say pshat in the pasuk is the Torah is not telling him to say the kedima. That's for sure not. The Torah is not telling him to say the kedima. If it was to say the kedima, he would be before the goyim. The Torah is not telling me say the kedimas. The Torah is telling me eitzes. You sold the soda and you want the soda back. So the Torah is giving you eitzes. The cheapest eitzes is get a karov. It's from the, you know, we could list. When we're listing the various ways to be goyel asada, there's different ways we could list it. We could list it from lowest price to highest price to lowest price, order of relevance. Different ways you could order, you could set up the list. So we could set up the list in the Seder Kedima. That's not the way the Torah does it. The Torah does it lowest price to highest price. What's the cheapest way to be goyel? With other people's money. A relative, he'll be goyel. That's the cheapest. If a relative can't be goyel, so then we seek a yodai. So then if you have to pay that, then you have to come up with the money to be goyel yourself. That's the next expensive way to be goyel. All different eights is how you can be goyel. The cheapest eitzah, the next cheapest eitzah, the more expensive eitzah. So I could understand the pasuk that way. But if you hold that the karov is not goyel for you anyway, the karov is being goyel for himself. So we're not telling me cheap eitzahs to get the soda back. You're not getting the soda back if the karov is goyel. We're telling him stam dinei gulu. The karov has din gulu for himself. and you have a din gula for yourself. So then I understand what's im ainly ish goyal visigi yodoy. If there is no goyal, then you have to come up with the money to be goyal yourself. And if there is a goyal, you also have to come up with the money to be goyal yourself. Otherwise, it's going to sit by your relative. So if you hold like the Rash that im ainly ish goyal that gula's koyvim is laatzmum, so I have a difficulty here in poshim. Just have to understand poshim pshat in the poshim. I don't have a good answer for this. I'm leaving it also for them to think about it. How to read the pasuk according to the Rash. What does it mean? Okay, let's move along. Let's go back to the Gemara. Dr. Gemara. Mesa lekech yigal benai, same thing. Pshita. Ma'arat heim alakayin ha'isa yamarech manu. V'hol lekana. K'mashman v'hoisa gulasa mikol makam. Okay. The Mishnah said, Ein moinim leishana ela mishal shemachai. Tan rabana. Shana. Ein yadeyim shana l'rishayin ha'shana l'sheni. Now, Reuben sold the sada to Shimon, Shimon sold the sada to Levi. When is the shana up that it should be nechat? From the first mechira, Reuben to Shimon, or from the second mechira, Shimon to Levi? Maybe it's from Shimon to Levi. Maybe the shana, maybe it's nechat after the second mechira. Maybe it's such a havamino that the sada should be nechat after the second mechira. That's not an easy head, but why should it be such a havamino? What does the second mechira have to do with Reuben? The son is being nech, the bias rather is being nechlet from Reuben. It's Reuben's bias. The nidin here is when is it nechlet from Reuben? When is it nechlet from Shimon will be a second nidin later in the month. Right now we're busy. When is it nechlet from Reuben? When is the deadline for Reuben to be goyalit? So why should Reuben's deadline be dependent on Shimon's having sold the son to Levi? What is Shimon selling the son to Levi have anything to do with Reuben? It's Reuben's. The bias rather. It's Reuben's bias. Reuben wasn't involved in that sale. Why should his din? Why should we have him, you know, that the din of Reuben till when he could be goyel's bias should hinge? Reuben sold the bias to Shimon. Pashtus, he has a year from that first mechira. Does it have me to say that if Shimon turns around and sells it to Levi, so then you turn the clock back and Reuben has to wait for another year? Why should we such have him? So the stam of the pshat is poshut that the havamina was that maybe the bias is only nechlat when a person lives there for a year. The lekeach has to live in the bias for a year in order for it to be nechlat. So, and Shimon didn't live in the bias for a year, and Levi didn't even live in the bias yet for a year. So maybe it's not mitzaref. Maybe you need one person to live in the bias for a year in order for the bias to be nechlat. Maybe that's the din of chalut. So the Torah says no, it's not the way. It says, "Kshayim ad malois loy shana heve shana l'rishon." So the Torah is machriya that it's nechlat after a year from the first mechir. That's the bias. The Gemara declares, to whom is it chalut? Is it chalut now, after a year from the first mechira? But it's sitting by Levi. Is it nechlat to Shimon? Or is it nechlat to Levi? So Rashi explains, what does that mean in practical terms? If it'll be nechlat to Levi, so we know what that means. It means Levi gets to keep it finished. Nobody could be goyled from Levi. What does it mean that it should be nechlat to Shimon? Shimon's not in the bias at all. So what sense is it nechlat to Shimon? So it says Rashi means, it's nechlat to Shimon that now Shimon has a year from the second mechira to be goyel from Levi. Why is that called that it's nechlat to Shimon? It means like this: it's nechlat to Shimon that Shimon becomes now Shimon becomes the bialim. Of course, Shimon as a bialim sold it to Levi. So all right, that's a separate nidun. Shimon as a bialim sold it to Levi, so he has a year to be goyel from Levi. After that, it'll be nechlat to Levi. But the point is that after a year from the first Mechira, Shimon becomes the Bialim. A Bialim who, as it happens, sold the bias to Levi. So that's a separate Nidin. So in the Nechrami, between Shimon and Levi, there's a Din with Dvarim. Shimon sold the bias to Levi. He could be goyel the bias from Levi. But a component of it's Nechla to Shimon. Shimon now is the one who could be goyel the bias from Levi. If a year goes by, then it'll be Nechla to Levi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. And that's the shaila. Is it nechlet to Shimon or is it nechlet to Levi? So what are the opinions? So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Amar L'Rishon Cholot, Rabbi Yechon Amar L'Sheni Cholot. Says the Gemara, Bishmul Rebbe Elazar, we did they come in? I understand Rebbe Elazar very well. We just learned the Braisa that the Chalita is after a year. So that means that we're counting from the Mechir from Reuben to Shimon. If we're counting from the Mechir to Reuben to Shimon, so it stands to reason that it should be Nechla to Shimon. Of course, if we would have been counting from the second Mechira, so of course it would be Nechla to Levi. Because if you're counting a year from the second Mechira, so it's already a year after Shimon sold the bias to Levi. So of course it's Nechla to Levi. But the Bais says that it's not, we don't count from the second Mechira, we count the Chalito. It's Nechla from the first Mechira. So a year from the first Mechira, to whom should be Nechla? It should be Nechla to Shimon. Shimon's the one who bought it. What the Sfar should be Nechla to Levi? El Rabbi Yochanan in my time. Om Rab Abba Ram Amal. The Sfar is, Rabbi Yochanan's Sfar is, Ma Mochel Erishin L'Sheini Kol Schusha Tobe L'Yodah. So since Shimon, MS, Shimon has a schus that after a year it should be nechla to Shimon, but when Shimon sold the soda to Levi, he sold to Levi that schus that it should be nechla to him after, that it should be nechla to him after a year from the first mechir. So maybe that schus is now sitting by Levi. When a year is up, it's nechla to Levi. That's the Gemara. The Gemara here needs a hesber. It's not a pasuk to Gemara. This Gemara. I don't know if we really have time. If I want to do it today. I think I'm going to do the following. Let me just start off a machshava on this sugya. And then we'll put it on a, we'll leave it for tomorrow to discuss. Then I want to just read the next Gemara also, because that'll be simpler to finish today. I don't want to go too long today. But let me just start off the discussion. This sugya has to be thought through separately, Aliba de Haramban and Aliba de Harashba. What's going on by a Bater Echaim? When you sell a bais, when you sell a Bater Echaim, so during that year until it's Nechlat, what's the status of the bais? So we saw Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban holds it's a Mashkin. The bais is Memushkin until the end of the year. If at the end of the year you're not going with it, so it's Nechlat to the Lekech. According to the Rashba, it's a Mechir El Tanai. Reuben really sold the bias to Shimon. But there's a tnai that Reuben won't be goyled. But if Reuben's taken that goyled, so then it was sold to Shimon. So we have to think through separately, how is this Gemara going to read according to the Ramban, and how is it going to read according to the Rashba? Bashkof Rishayman. You hold like the Ramban, that Shimon does not own the bias at all. It's only Mimushkin to him. When Shimon sold the bias to Levi, he did not yet own the bias. So then I understand very well the sheet of Rabbi Yechonim that it's Nechla to Levi, because Shimon over here was really never a Bailon. Shimon was never a Bailon. Shimon was a Mashkin holder. He was never a Bailon. At the end of the year, when the bias is Nechlat, the bias is already sitting by Levi. So it could be Nechlat. I could hear very well that it's Nechlat to Levi. It's harder to understand the Svara of Rebbe Elazar that it's Nechlat to Shimon, because how does Shimon over here become the, how does Shimon become the Bailon when he sold it to Levi? He wasn't yet a Bailon, and right now he's out in the field. So how exactly is Shimon becoming here the pilot? So it could be, that's a shayla. According to the Ramban, maybe it's Lamafreya. If it's going to be Lamafreya, so then that'll be good. To Lamafreya it becomes, it's Nechlet Lamafreya to Shimon. But then, Paket, then it's hard to understand. If it's Nechlet Lamafreya to Shimon, so then what's the pshat in Rav Yechon? Let me start with the Rashba. Go back to Rashba. Maybe easier. Start with the Rashba. The Rashba holds it's a mechira al tanai. Let's start with the Rashba. It's a mechira al tanai. That means when Reuben told this bias to Shimon, it was a real mechira. There was a tanai that Shimon could be, Reuben could be goyel. The mice that tanai did not happen. Reuben was not goyel the field. So Melech came out at the end of the day. The tanai never happened, and therefore it was a regular, straightforward mechira. Reuben sold a bias to Shimon. And Shimon sold the bias to Levi. That's the pastor's according to the Rashba. So what really happened according to the Rashba, since nobody was goyel anything, Reuben wasn't goyel from Shimon anyway, what really happened was Reuben sold the bias to Shimon. Real mechira. It was a tanai, but the tanai never was realized. And then Shimon sold the bias to Levi. So when Reuben sells the bias to Shimon and Shimon sells the bias to Levi, what's the svara that Shimon shouldn't be able to be goyel the bias from Levi? I sell you a Bater Echaima. And then you turn around and you sell the Bater Echaima to Levi. So you'd lose your right. Shimon loses his right to be Goyal the bias from Levi because Mamocha Rishon Mosheni calls Chushav Tov al Yodah. What does that mean? Shimon is a regular Mecher selling his Bater Echaima, his bias for Bater Echaima to Levi. And he's like, every Mecher who sells the Bater Echaima has a right to be Goyal. You don't say Mamocha Rishon Mosheni, he gave away his right to be Goyal. The Torah said the mecher has a right to be goyel. When you sell a bater echayma, you don't give away your right to be goyel. Okay, the Torah gives you the right to be goyel. So all that happened over here is Reuben sold his bias to Shimon. Now Shimon is the owner of a beautiful bater echayma in the old city of Yerushalayim. Maybe he has this beautiful house. It's his. It's Shimon's. It was a regular mechira, mechira al tanai, but nothing. The tanai never was realized. It's a regular mechira. Shimon owns now a bater echayma. He turned around and he sold it to Levi. Why shouldn't Shimon then be able to turn to be goyel it back from Levi, like anybody who sells his bater echayma? What does it mean? Mamocha Rishon L'Sheni. Shimon maybe had a special right that it should be nechlat him from Reuben. But he's not. So that makes it Shimon's bias. But and he's selling his bias to Levi. But he's selling his bias to Levi. A bias with the schus to be nechlat from Reuben. That's as far as Reuben's concerned. Shimon, when he bought the bias, has a schus that it should be nechlat from Reuben. That means he has a schus that Reuben should be out of the picture. And when he sells the bias to Levi, he sells it maybe with the schus taka that Reuben should be out of the picture. Fine, so Reuben's out of the picture. But what does that do with Shimon? Shimon's not out of the picture. Shimon sold his bias to Levi. Why can't he be good? What does it mean by Mocha Mishun L'Sheni? This is what Rav Shach talks about by Rikos. Rav Shach and Rabbi Ezra is a whole piece just to grapple with this problem. What does it mean by Mocha Mishun L'Sheni? Shimon has a schus to get rid of Reuben. But after a year, Reuben can't come and shepherd. And when he sells the soda to Levi, I understand that he sells the soda to Levi with that schos that Reuben shouldn't be able to come and be goyel. But what does that do with Shimon and Levi? Why can't Shimon be goyel from Levi? Shimon is the owner of a Bater Echaim. He's being goyel from Levi. If Shimon is a real Baal. L'chor l'fidah rab, l'fidah rash, but Shimon's a real Baal. That's the basic problem here in the sugya. Okay, let's leave this until tomorrow. I just want to read the next piece of Gemara, because it's an interesting piece of Gemara. Gemara says, "Amr Baba Bamamu, Mochash Nei Boter Echaim, Echad Bechamishos Boter Rishon, Beechod Boter Hashem. Zesh Mochol Boter Hashemi, Kaimin Shigui Yemechad Boter Shbeodah Shalshon Abba Also Lishon. Zesh Mochol Bechamishos Shalboter Rishon, Also Lishon Ad Chamishos Boachad Ad Chamishos Boodah Shalshon Abba." Even though it seems paradoxical, the guy who sold the bias first has a later date of pidyon. That's how it is by a leap year. Maskefle Ravino. V'leimale ano kodem shochen nur mikamid gedoch. Why can't the guy, the first seller, say to the second, the first purchaser, the guy who bought the first bias, say to the second, I stoked my fireplace first. So how is it that the bias is being nechlet to you before it's being nechlet to me? It should be nechlet to me. It doesn't make any. The guy who bought his bias in other Aleph, and he's already been there for 12 and a half months, should be able to say, how can it be that I still have to worry about the guy being goyel, and you, who who are trying to come lately, you bought the field, you bought your bias rather 2 weeks after me, and you already have, it's already nechla to you. Mishum da amalei. So the Gemara answers, Mishum da amalei at nachas liibur. You bought it in a chaydash ibur. So therefore, that's your halach. Similar Gemara, Amar Rabba Mamamal, Noigle shnei tloim echad b'chamishosu l'ad harishon, v'echad b'echad b'ad harasheni. And the din is, Rashi says, that a bechor can only be kor within the first year. Zesh noigle b'ad harasheni came, shigir yoim echad b'ad har, shal shana haba, also l'shana, zesh noigle b'chamishosu b'ad harishon, l'lay also l'shana, ad chamishosu b'ad har shoshana haba. Mask for Ravino, v'leim le'a no kodim ochel yiruku m'kam l'idoch. This clay was already grazing 2 weeks, it was already here, born, grazing in the field for 2 weeks earlier. How could it be that its deadline is later? Shum to Amalei at Nochas Libura, and Olei Nochas Libura. Hosu Amalei Hainohach. Ma had a time, Hosu Meksivit Tamima, Ochel Eksivit Tamima Loi. Kamash Mon, Shana Shana, Ma had Odigimir. So this is the Mokif HaLocha that we have in Shulchan Aruch. They have two children, one was born in other Tesvav, other Rishon. The other one was born in Shchodesh, other Shani. So, and then 13 years later, it's there by mitzvah. So the one who was born in Sheni, his by mitzvah is earlier than the one who was born in Adar Rishon. The Shaila in the Gemara is, what did Ravina want? What was Ravina's time? I stoked my fireplace earlier. What does Ravina want halacha to be? The Maase of the Torah says, this halacha, Shana Tamimo. The Mishnah says, L'Rabbis is Chodesh Ibur. That halacha is, that Chodesh Ibur is Bechal Shana. Ravina doesn't like that. He should ask on the Mishnah. Why is he asking Rav Abba Mamam? So what did Ravina want halacha to be? This, it seems paradoxical. Fine, it's paradoxical. That's how it is. The Torah says that it's not Yud based Chaydash. It's a Shana, and a Shana includes Chaydash Ibur. So if you have a, if you sell a Boter Chaim and other Aleph, so it's Chaydash Ibur. So the Shana Tamima is going to be 13 months later. That's what it is. Of course, you sell a bias in a year that's not a, you sell a bias in a non leap year, so you have 12 months. You sell a bias in a leap year, so you have 13 months. That's the Chiddush of Shana Tamima. Here it's a strange case, a little bit. It's paradoxical. The guy who sold the bias first, but his date comes later than the guy who sold the bias later. All right. But, so Ravina had an alternative over here. Ravina had an alternative the way he wanted. What was his alternative? How did Ravina think the halacha should be? That it could be, presumably Ravina thought that the guy who sold his bias in Tesvov Adar Aleph should be able to be goyel until Rosh Chodesh Adar of the next year. The same as the guy who sold his bias in Rosh Chodesh Adar. What's the svar? That's not a shana. By any calculation, it's not a shana. It's 12 and a half weeks. Why? How is that a shana to me?
Rosh Chodesh Adar would be Tesvov Shana.
Where are you?
Rashi, Bokas of
Tmima. Yeah, no, that's the Havamino. That's the Rav Mamal's Havamino. Maybe there's no Din Shana Tmima by Tloyim. So if there's no Din Shana Tmima, then it should be Chodesh. But that wasn't Ravina's time. Ravina's time wasn't that there's no Din Shana Tmima. By Batari Chaim, Ravina knows there's a Din of Shana Tmima. Ravina's time was granted the Din of Shana Tmima, but how can you have this paradoxical halacha where the later sale has the earlier chalitah? So, but Ravina's not saying we'll jettison the Din of Shana Tmima. So presumably he says, yeah, we're going to have the Din of Shana Tmima, but let's get rid of the paradoxes. So how are we going to get rid of the paradoxes? The way to get rid of the paradoxes is to say that l'chorit means, Ravina is saying, I'm masking this din of shana tmima, but I'm not masking the paradoxes. So therefore, if you sell us a bias in the other aleph, tesvav other aleph, so you could be goyel until Rosh Chodesh Adar, because until there it's not paradoxical. But when you reach Rosh Chodesh Adar, then it becomes paradoxical, because anybody who sold his bias Rosh Chodesh Adar sheni would already be nechlet by Rosh Chodesh Adar the next year. So Rosh Chodesh Adar will be the chalita also for all of other aleph. But what's the svar for that? Also, that's also not. It says in Torah Shana Tmimah. So, what does Ravina want? Lamai said this is a paradox here. What was Ravina's alternative to this paradox? And what's Bechal Ravina's time? I set up my fireplace before you set up your fireplace. Well, what does that mean? I think the pshat is the following. I think it's saying here a dover muskel. I'll be makdim. Akasha. I once heard akasha. This is akasha I heard. I saw it from Rav Beryl Pavarsky from Podemish, one of his farm. He asked the following kasha. He's talking about bar mitzvah. I don't think he brings Rabbi Menachem. He's talking about bar, maybe he does bring, I don't remember. It's the following kasha, so it's sort of a thought kasha. Let's talk about these two children who are becoming bar mitzvah. One of them was born Tesvav Adar Aleph. And the second one was born Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. So we know that Aloch is, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on this Gemara, that the one who was born Tesvav Adar Aleph, 13 years later, his bar mitzvah will be Tezvav Adar. Because that's 15 years after he was born. We count Chod She'ebur. 13 years, that is 13 years after he was born, count Chod She'ebur. So that's his 13 years. That's his 13th birthday. The one who was born Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, his bar mitzvah will be Rosh Chodesh Adar, because that's his birthday. That's his 13th birthday. So Rabbi Beryl asked, why does it have to do with birthdays? Bar mitzvah is a measure of godless. A person who has been in the world for 13 years should be a godel, even if it's 2 weeks before his birthday. Moshe. He means like this. He's asking the following. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, so it is not yet this first child's birthday, because this first child is born Tezvav Adar Al. His birthday is not going to be for another 2 weeks. But it is the 13th anniversary of when this boy was 2 weeks old. This is the 13th anniversary of this child's having been 2 weeks old, because 13 years ago, this child was 2 weeks old. So why can't that make him a godel? It doesn't have to be his 13th birthday. Why can't you be a god on the basis of the fact that it's the 13th anniversary of when you were in the world? He was in the world for 13 years. 13 years ago, he was in the world. Why can't that make him into a god? See what he's asking? He's not asking stam that it's a paradox. Paradoxes, there are many paradoxes in halacha. That's the question, not that it's a paradox. He's asking deeper than that. He's saying not that it's a paradox. He's asking, why is bar mitzvah based on 13 years having passed from when I was born? If you were a person who was born, a person who's had 13 years from when he was born, he brings simonim. We have a chazakah that he brings simonim, he brings simonim godless. Why can't it be that a person who has had 13 years pass since he was 2 weeks old also brings simonim godless? If a person who has had 13 years from when he was born brings simonim godless, a person who has 13 years, who has lived 13 years since when he was 2 weeks old, should certainly bring simonim godless, even though it happens not to be 13 years from when he was born, because of this strange situation. So forget about when he was born. But it's 13 years from when he was 2 weeks old. So if a child who has had 13 years from when he was born brings simonim godless, a child who's had 13 years from when he was 2 weeks old should certainly bring simonim godless. Why can't the baseline... Who says the baseline has to be when he was born? Why can't the baseline be when he's alive? Any time that you're alive could be the baseline for bar mitzvah. Usually, of course, if it's not an ibyar, usually the earliest baseline we have is going to be when you're born. What other baseline are you going to need? The earliest. But why can't I say that bar mitzvah, you can choose any baseline you want? The first, as long as you've been in the world for 13 years, from any baseline you choose, you have to have been alive at that baseline. But as long as at some baseline you were alive, and now we can clock 13 years from then, so you've had enough maturity to be a bar mitzvah, to bring simonim godless. So this child, Rosh Chodesh Adar, is the 13th anniversary of when he was 2 weeks old. So he's really, it's 13 years. It's not just 13, it really is. It's the 13th, it's his birthday of his having been 2 weeks old. It's not his birthday, it's his 2 weeks old birthday. So why can't that make him into a bar mitzvah? He remains with the Tarachin on this kasha. What's this kasha? Where is it inscribed in stone that your bar mitzvah has to do with when you were born? Why can't a bar mitzvah just depend on a person having lived 13 years? And he lived 13 years from when he was 2 weeks old. He hasn't yet lived 13 years from when he was born, but he's lived 13 years from when he was 2 weeks old. Why isn't that enough to make you a bar mitzvah? So I think that's Ravina's kasha also. Ravina is asking, who says that the chalit of Batar Echaimah has to be measured from when the bias was sold? Why can't it be measured from when I was living in the bias? It's true, Rosh Chodesh Adar, a year has not gone by from when I bought the house. But a year has gone by from when I was living in the house. Because 2 weeks after I bought the house, I was living in the house. My fireplace was cooking away, and I was sitting there with my slippers, and I was all set up at home in this bias. And a year has gone by since then. Why isn't that enough to be machlit the bias to me? That a year has gone by since I'm living in the house. It's 2 weeks to go since a year from when I bought the house. But a year has gone by from when I was living in the house. Why isn't living in the house enough to be machlit the bias to me? I think that's Ravina's kasha. Ravina's kasha is not that it's a paradox. Ravina was enough of a lamna to know that we can have paradoxes. Ravina's kasha is it's not a paradox. Ravina's kasha is forget the paradox. Ravina's kasha is who says you measure from the mechira? Why can't you measure from the being in the house? And there's a year has gone by from a certain point when he was living in the house. The same thing with the tloy. Says Ravina, why do you have to measure from when the animal was born? Why can't you measure from when it was grazing in the field? A year has gone by from when it was grazing in the field. So why can't that be enough to be called that it's a shana that a shana has gone by for b'char? Mamish, I think it's Reb Berel's kasha. You have to know what's the teretz. Ad gachas libur. I think the teretz is going to have to be that since he was living in the house 2 weeks before, and a year has not gone by from that, that somehow subverts the year having gone by from when he was living in the house. It can't be considered a year from when I was living in the house if it's not a year from when I first started living in the house. The very fact that I started living in the house less than a year ago subverts any kind of considering it to be a year from when I'm living in the house. It can't be a year from when I can't be living in the house a year if I'm living in the house less than a year from when I started living in the house. That's the Hanochas Libur. Yeah, but I'm not saying Goli Daite. It's nothing to do with that. And I suppose the same thing with Bar Mitzvah. So that would be the same thing. The very fact that it's less than 13 years from when he was born subverts my being able to say that it's 13 years from when he was alive. Because you can't have a larger span of time within a shorter span of time. Since from when he was born till now contains from when he was 2 weeks old till now, so it can't be that from when he was two weeks old till now is 13 years, but from when he was born till now is less than 13 years. The shortest span of time somehow shrinks the other span of time. It can't be considered a year. It can't have a din of a year from when he was alive if it's not a year from when he was born. That's the nochas libur. The fact that you're nochas libur puts you in a different. In a different zone. You have to clock time differently. Yeah, there are a lot of such paradoxical cases. You know, a kid was born on the Chais, Hey Tishrei, and right away crossed the date line, and now it's Dalet Tishrei, and now 13 years later, when is his Bar Mitzvah? Same thing. Why are you measuring from when he was born? Measure from when he was an hour old. From when he was an hour old, it is a bar mitzvah. Why can't that make him bar mitzvah? Same terrace. Again, the problem is not the paradox. The problem is the paradox is not the issue. The issue is why do you have to measure from when he was born? Measure from when he was alive. And the Teretz says that since he was born, since he was already born on Heitish, since he was born on Heitishrei, and it's less than a year from when he was born, so it can't be more than a year from when he was alive. We can't consider it more than a year from when he was alive.
This cash doesn't start on the Mishnah because the Mashal is in the Mishnah, not a case where it was Tishrei.
Yeah, the Mishnah, we talk about a case where the house was sold in Shvat. And now a Shvat, a year later.
There's no other marking. There's no other
right,
marking.
So there is nothing else. There's nothing else to constrain. However, you're going to measure. It's not going to be till Shvat, a year later. It's not a year from when the house was sold. It's not a year from when he was cooking in the house. It's not a year from anything. So that's the case in the Mishnah. You have to wait 13 months. Ravina's kasha is, in the case where you sold the house in the middle of Adar Aleph, so true, it's not going to be a year from when you sold the house till the middle of Adar a year later, but Rosh Chodesh Adar would already be for a year from when you were sitting in front of your fireplace. So why can't the house be nechlat by virtue of the fact that it's a year since you were sitting in front of your fireplace, even though it's less than a year from when you bought the house? That's Ravina's kasha. That the Teretz is, but since it's less than a year from when you bought the house, so it can't be a year from when you were sitting in front of your fireplace either.
Why are we assuming that Bar Mitzvah goes by years alive at all, as opposed to dates? Is there only Paschim that, I think that it goes, like when kids born, like 5 minutes before Shkia, on that same day.
That's a Machlekes Shoyim, Machlekes here in Taisus. If it goes by the hour or by the day. That's 2 days in Taisus and a Manal. But it's apparently we have a halacha that it goes by halacha l'mashim sin, that it goes with Yud Gimel Shana.
I saw somewhere recently that we passed it goes makes it seem kukulo in a way. Like if a guy is born at night, not at night, if a guy is born close to Shkia, then you know that same date on the calendar, right after it says a year later, he's not 13.
Yeah, that's 2 days in Taisus here and off. It's a little Taisus.
That's just how we calculate it, goes by dates. For that Shkia, that's just how we calculate it.
No, it does. It means that it's 13 years from when he was born.
But it's not. He's Bar Mitzvah before he's 13 years from when he was born.
No, because I say that if he was born, when is it a Shana Me? When is it a Shana Me Yom L'Yom? You don't need Me'eis, but they need a Shana Me Yom L'Yom. A Shana Me Yom L'Yom, if he was born, let's say, on Hei Tishrei, so it's the last day of the year, of the 13th year. The last day of the 13th year will be Dalet Tishrei. That's the end of the year. At Dalet Tishrei, he's completed 13 years. And then, as soon as he goes into Hei Tishrei, he's already Yud Gimel Shana B'Yamechot. He's now into the next day. He's into the next, he's completed the last day of his 13th year. Twice as a day they go, you have to go until the same time that he was born. It's 2 days. Do we learn that? Shana Shana. There's a sheet here about it. So we're not going to go into it. There's long Mishnah Lamelech about it in the Perek Beis of Yishus.
If it goes Yom L'Yom, then why is it a question? You just go to the same
time. Yeah, but why? The question was, why is Yom L'Yom from the day he was born? Why is it enough for it to be Yom L'Yom from any day in which he was alive? Person, it's a measure, Talach L'Mashem Sina, that when you go 13 years from when you were born, when you complete 13 years from when you were born, we assume that you're a Gadol. We assume that you're that's not even Talach L'Mashem Sina, it's a Chazokah D'Rabba, that if you, when 13 years have gone by from the day that you were born, so we assume that you are going to be maybe Simoni Gadlus. The Shaila is, why is it measured from the day that you were born? Why can't it be measured from any day that you were alive?
Because that's not the Shir. Somehow it's just Talach L'Mashem Sina, it's not. I thought there's two things. I thought one thing is that it has to be 13 years, and one thing is that there's a chazaka that you probably have simon, but they're not necessarily interwoven. Like you have to have 13.
Is a halacha that if you put simon earlier, it doesn't count as a simon. And there's another halacha that we have a chazaka that was done you brought a simon. Whatever it is, whatever the nature of it is, we halacha chazaka. But why does it have to be mentioned from when you were born? Why can't it be? I don't know if there is a halacha mishum simon. Halacha Moshem Sina says it's dafka when you were born and not from when you were alive.
If you hold it was Miyom L'Yom, why wouldn't that be the Halacha Moshem Sina? If you hold that it was Miyom L'Yom, why wouldn't the Halacha Moshem Sina be that it was
Miyom L'Yom? The issue of Miyom L'Yom is a different issue. How do you measure the year? How do you measure the 13 years? Do you measure 13 years Miyom L'Yom? Do you measure 13 years Mishal L'Shah? That's not the need. The shaila here is, what's your baseline? Where are you measuring from? So we know you measure from when he was born, of course. But the question is, why do you have to measure from when he was born? Why can you be bar mitzvah? The way people have, they celebrate the second bar mitzvah, right? They're 83 years old. So they're bar mitzvah when they turn 7. So it's only second bar mitzvah, because they already had a bar mitzvah when they were born. But let's say you have a guy who is second bar mitzvah comes before his first bar mitzvah. Why can't that be bar mitzvah too? Why can't you say if a kid is it becomes a gadol if 13 years after he's born? So kal v'chomer is a gadol if it's 13 years after he was a 2 week old. Why do you have to? Why does the baseline have to be from when you were born? That's mamash Ravina's kashi. Why does the baseline have to be from the mechir? Okay, I mean, I think that's also the melitzer. It's very beautiful, the melitzer of Ravina. What does Ravina want with stoking the fireplace and raising the field? His shkasha, because that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, why do you have to measure from when they signed the contract? Why can't you measure from when he was living in the house?
Are there some months that could be moly and some months that could be chaser, like the same month? From some years here?
Well, yeah. However, based on a ma'ab and the touch.
So, what does that mean? So, if someone's born, let's say, Lamed, why does
bar mitzvah?